Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts chapter 9. Let's start with verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. As we start chapter 9, we enter into the lives and times of one Saul of Tarsus, the one who's going to become the Apostle Paul. Now, according to Paul himself, he was, according to Philippians chapter 3, verse 5, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Now, I don't know off the top of my head how Saul of Tarsus wound up in Jerusalem, but we know he didn't wind up there. And we know that Saul of Tarsus was a student of Gamaliel, one of the experts in the Old Testament law, as we saw a little earlier in the book of Acts. We know this man, Saul of Tarsus, he was determined to be the number one person in following the law. He even chose the strictest sect of the Pharisees in order to prove to everyone he was the expert in the law. He was the one that would follow it more than anyone else. This is why he always worked hard to prove himself. Yet, if you read the book of Romans, you will come to a quick conclusion. Even this man, determined to keep every bit of the law, to be the one who would do it, he kept failing over and over and over again. As he would later write, no one can keep the Old Testament law to the letter. Yet here is this Saul of Tarsus, always trying. He works his way up to where he is close to those who are working in the temple, to the point that when Stephen is on trial, he is there. According to what we read, he is consenting unto his death, meaning he was okay and he agreed with it. Why? According to Acts chapter 7, a few pages back from where we were, we see the following, verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Cut to the heart. This would also describe one Saul of Tarsus. He heard the gospel message, and the Holy Spirit began to cut through all the defenses around his heart to show him the truth about Jesus. How did Saul take this? Well, at first, he didn't. He determined in himself that he would personally wipe out all the Christians. In Acts chapter 8, we see this man being so thorough in Jerusalem that many of the followers of Jesus left and they scattered throughout all of Judea, all of Galilee, in the area around about Jerusalem. Even Philip, he went to the place no one thought anyone would go, Samaria. Why? Because Saul of Tarsus was on the warpath. He was going to make sure this Christianity was wiped off the face of the earth. As chapter 9 begins, breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, this man was extremely serious. There was a reason why everyone was running from him, because he would follow through on his threats. There was no bluffing in this man. He would kill, arrest, do what was necessary to wipe this Christianity off the face of the earth. when news began to spread about Saul, about how he was leaving Jerusalem and how he was going to bring his act of persecution on the road, the believers, they began to pray earnestly, Lord, let lightning fall on his head so he doesn't come our direction, because they knew exactly if Saul of Tarsus showed up, it would be curtains for them. Now, the rulers, they love this. Why? Somebody is bringing a church to an end. This thorn in their side is going to be gone. And this Saul, he has proven to be very effective, to the point that he becomes the number one enemy of the church. That brings us to verse 3, chapter 9. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. This was a long way away from Jerusalem, so this man was very serious in what he was doing. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And as he fell to the earth, he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? So what do we see here? Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. He was determined he was going to wipe these people off the face of the earth. Then, to quote a gospel song that we sing through the years, he literally saw the light. The light to the point that he fell off of his horse right to the ground, and he looked up, and what happened? Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? In short, Jesus is speaking. Saul, why are you persecuting me? Notice Jesus did not say, why are you persecuting my believers? Why are you persecuting my followers? What did Jesus say? Why are you persecuting me? Anyone who persecutes a believer in Jesus, they are persecuting Jesus. How do you know that? Jesus just established that. If you persecute any believer, you are persecuting Jesus. And at some point, you're going to have to answer to Jesus for this. Now, let's keep going. Verse 5. And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Remember where we started off, where the defenses of Paul, or should I say Saul, was basically beginning to be broken down during the testimony of Stephen. He had been fighting the gospel the whole way. That's why, vehemently, he is out there trying to destroy the church. Now Jesus is bringing this to his attention. You have been fighting this ever since you heard the gospel. It's time for you to believe in me. Jesus is directly confronting the man who is, even though he's persecuting the church, running from Jesus. Let it be known, you can think you can run, you can think you can hide, but Jesus will find you, and when it's time, you will be faced with a decision. Do you repent, or do you continue in your ways? We'll see what Paul decides in our next lesson.